Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. I want to get directly to our guest. Excited to have Gianna Caldwell on with us. He is the founder of the Caldwell Institute for Public Safety. Of course, he's a Fox News political analyst. I stop and watch when he speaks. Gianna, welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. I've been waiting to talk to you for a long time now.
I know.
We've been trying to put it together for weeks now.
I appreciate you so much. I'm an Illinois resident. Really, this show pretty much is full of Illinois residents who move across the Mississippi River to work in a red state. And we pay very close attention to what's happening in Chicago. The governor has supposed to announce, I think today, if he hasn't already, that he's going to run for a third term. I thought that was like King stuff, but apparently not in Illinois. You know all about Chicago. You lost your brother to gun violence in Chicago, and you've got a book out about it. We're going to talk about that in a second, but I want to get your thoughts on J.B. Pritzker's announcement that he's potentially going to run for a third term.
I don't understand why, and honestly, he should be more running for mayor of Gotham City than the governor of Illinois. And the truth of the matter is, he's created a more dangerous state by endorsing and pushing forth with the Safety Act, which we know has no safety in it. It ended cash bail in Illinois, but there's so many issues with it, including the fact that people who have potentially murdered people who are accused of being murderers with these ankle monitor bracelets, if they go out of range, police can't respond for 72 hours. They are not allowed to. So there's a lot of dysfunction in the policy in which he supported. And, you know, we can talk about the mayor too. Mayor Brandon Johnson has been an absolute disaster. I never thought it could get worse than Lori Lightfoot. I had no idea that that was possible, but certainly it is. And now he's the worst polled mayor in Chicago history. I mean, Illinois, if we really want to change direction, we got to put in brave politicians, conservatives, who are willing to use their voice and make the tough decisions to get the state on the right track, regardless of them being reelected. And I think that's the principal point. It cannot be individuals who are going into these offices who are concerned about being reelected. You have to be bold. You have to be courageous. And you have to act with the people of Illinois in mind. And a lot of these politicians, they absolutely have failed that critical mission.
Yeah. And, you know, the story, the consequences are tragic. I've seen you talk about the loss of your brother on Fox News multiple times. And you've written a book, The Day My Brother Was Murdered. And I'm going to highlight here, just to broaden this understanding for people who are listening right now, that Christian, your brother, was one of over 150 people murdered across the United States on that day alone. So, yes, it's a specific problem to Chicago, Illinois, but it is a broader problem. What is, you've looked at this, you've analyzed it. What is your response, and do you have solutions?
Absolutely. And as I talk about in my new book, The Day My Brother Was Murdered, My Journey Through America's Violent Crime Crisis, I covered 9 families, including my own, who all were murdered on that day across the country. People like James, who was an Army veteran in Philadelphia. He had PTSD, so he would oftentimes at 1, 2 a.m. go to the park because he couldn't sleep. On June 24th, he did what he usually always does. He went to the park. At this time, there were a bunch of teenagers and some kids that were younger than teenage in that park, and he said to them, "What are you all doing out here this late? You should go home." And what happened? They beat him to death with a traffic cone. Or Catherine. Catherine was in Texas. She was a mother, grandmother, 65 years old, wife, chemical engineer, leaving her job, going down the freeway when a drug deal went bad. And the individuals, one who's selling the drugs, one buying the drugs, they were looking to rip each other off. And when they discovered that, they chased each other down the highway, shooting at each other. And Catherine became a victim of violent crime. It is without question devastating what has happened throughout our country with this violent crime epidemic. And I knew it was absolutely important because we all know how bad it is, but it was important to talk about solutions. So I talked to people like John Walsh from America's Most Wanted, Dr. Drew about the mental health crisis in this country and its contributions to the violence, Sean Hannity, many others, educators, faith leaders, because this is going to be a team effort to change the trajectory of this country without question.
Well, you know, and your voice being lent to this and being able to speak through heartache, I can't imagine I'm not even going to pontificate on what that emotion is like, but to be able to turn it into something that could offer solution to avoid anybody else to have that same experience that you and all of these other families that you highlight in the book, The Day My Brother Was Murdered, My Journey Through America's Violent Crime Crisis. Going back to Illinois, Giano, you've talked about, you know, what that person in these roles, the mayor, the governor, what they need to do. We're looking for the right people. Do you know anybody in the Republican Party or that would be able to stand in the gap to challenge Governor Pritzker and be able to win in the state of Illinois? What would it take?
I think it's going to take a lot of money. And yeah. Pritzker clearly has a lot of money. And, you know, things are really against you because it's a slated one-party state. One of the reasons why I think it's important to recruit good candidates and we all be supportive of them in their efforts, because it's possible to win in Illinois.
It is.
You know, people have been asking me to run for mayor of Chicago or maybe U.S. Senate. And statewide, you can win. You got to get the collar counties. You got to get downstate. And then you got to run it up 20% in Cook County. And it's all feasible. It's possible with the right message and the right group of people who are willing to support your efforts. And, you know, I started the Caldwell Institute for Public Safety at CaldwellInstitute.org. I encourage people to go to our website and support our efforts there. But I started the Caldwell Institute for that very purpose, because we need to align the right people, get behind the right folks in these particular offices. And in the case of the Caldwell Institute for Public Safety, our goal is to remove every George Soros-funded prosecutor in the nation. People like Alvin Bragg, people like Larry Krausner in Philadelphia.
Kim Gardner like in St. Louis. Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah. I keep hearing about Kim Gardner. And I'll tell you, like, even we got involved in the George Gascon race in Los Angeles County, got heavily behind Nathan Hochman, invested in that campaign greatly. And he won. And that's one off the board, but we have a lot more to go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we appreciate all the support from everyone around the country, but we continue on. The fight just begun.
Giano Caldwell with us right now. His new book, The Day My Brother Was Murdered, My Journey Through America's Violent Crime Crisis. Just to wrap up here, run for Senate and I'm your downstate girl. I will help you. Well, I would love that. I will do whatever, run through brick walls. I will show up wherever. I will drive the state and I will support you, Giano.
No, we should definitely talk, and perhaps we should do an event together as well. So let's definitely arrange that.
Okay. Well, my people are already calling your people, and we will continue to do that. Giano Caldwell, thank you so much for the time. We're going to get you back on here again soon.
Thank you for having me, and please follow me on social media at Giano Caldwell, G-I-A-N-N-O, Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much. Giano Caldwell of Fox News, political analyst and founder of the Caldwell Institute for Public Safety. Something that a tragedy that he's experienced, and he has taken the time to experience just an absolute devastating heartbreak in the loss of his 18-year-old brother. Because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time and, you know, he was shot, he was killed. And Giano's like, yeah, I'm going to do something about this. And I'm pushing him to run for something big. I think Giano Caldwell running for Senate in the state of Illinois. Listen, there are probably other people out there who want to run for Senate, maybe who have said that they're going to or whatever. We need real good candidates. The more the merrier. But Giano Caldwell could be a showstopper. The Dick Durbin seat is not supposed to flip to Democrat in the Senate. Right? Or to Republican in the Senate. Dick Durbin retiring this year, vacating that seat so he's not running again. That's not a seat. Nobody is looking at that seat going, I think we could win Illinois on the Republican side. But why not try? And with Donald Trump in office, with Giano Caldwell and his very, very compelling story, his understanding of the political landscape, a true understanding of what Illinois is about, he is exactly right. You have to win downstate. We can handle that. You need 20% of Cook County. You think Giano Caldwell can't? I mean, Darren Bailey won 18, 19%, I think, of Cook County, something close like that for governor. It was close. It was wildly close. Closer than a lot of people thought he was going to get. And that's up against the Democrat machine. Maybe it was 17%. I don't know. But it was not embarrassing. And Giano Caldwell, can he perform better in Cook County? He can. Get on the Gianna Caldwell bandwagon.
I'm on it.
I haven't talked to him about this yet. That was our first discussion.
Really?
About it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I put him on the spot.
Yeah, you did. I thought, wow.
I'm like, you're running for Senate, and I'm helping you out. And he's like, let's get together.
Well, he said, let's do an event.
Yeah.
So I'm like, great.
I really want him to run for governor because I think that's more winnable than Senate.
Okay. I'll take either or, Annie.
Either or, Annie. I think... I see people throwing their hat in the ring for governor. I've said before to Blaine Willauer, and in the past he's been like, you need to talk to my wife. I think maybe, I don't know. I don't know if Blaine's going to announce. I've texted him some things. He hasn't responded to my text. He usually does. He'll respond to my text to other things. I'm like, are you running for governor? And he hasn't told me yet. People are talking about it, but anytime it becomes presidential primary season, and you got somebody, like, you'll be watching the news channels, and they'll be, the last question will be like, Ryan Wiggins, are you considering a run for president? And then they're like, oh, well.
Well, I'm focused on my constituents right now in the 34th.
Yeah. Or, you know, I would pray a lot about that, but right now I'm focused on whatever cause I'm on this TV, radio show for.
My book.
Yes. On making money. But you got to make money in order to win, too. So, yeah. Let's...
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Illinois shifted to Donald Trump in 2024 in a real way. The state of Illinois has so gerrymandered the state that even with a strong shift towards Republicans, a significant increase in Republican votes, it didn't manifest itself in any way. Everything stayed the same. And that's because they got to draw the maps after the last census. We really, really, really need to do a better job going into 2030 when the next census would happen so that we can rectify that. I'm pretty sure they're going to like draw certain areas of the state of Illinois into like districts in Kentucky next. Like, you guys just go vote for Thomas Massey.
But we'll take your tax money.
All of it. Doesn't Kentucky have no income tax?
No, they do.
Really?
Tennessee doesn't.
Kentucky does?
Well, I'd have to look that up, but I'm pretty sure they don't.
What are Rand Paul and Thomas Massey even doing?
Yeah, Rand
Paul. Start at home.
What the
heck? Unless you're wrong about that. Let's take a quick break. YouTube live chat poll. How much destruction did the airstrikes cause to Iran's nuclear facilities? Set back for months, set back for years, or obliterated? Go vote on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and tell us what your thoughts are on it. Janine says, best guess is set back for years. I feel like obliterated means no coming back, but they have a lot of money, so they can come back, but it will take a while. Ron said, setback for years is my vote. No way to prove more at this point. And Officer Gary said, we don't know for sure without a battle damage assessment, but with that much ordnance, I would say years. Let us know what you think. We'll be back in a minute. Can't take my